1988.
Nation, welcome to the What's on Your Mind preview. This is Mark the Freedom Poet and Scott the Pilgrim is back from Texas. He'll be joining us shortly. I'll tell you what, folks, I'm 68 years old and I'm a new, I'm kind of new to the Fargo area, but the infectiousness of the bison enthusiasm, this pays dividends. This can, folks, you can see the leadership, the example, the commitment to excellence of these 24 seniors who won 24 games. This is special. And anyway, we have Scott Hennon, who was a firsthand eyewitness. How are you, Scott?
Well, I'm good. I'd actually be on the phone to you. I'd rather be hooked up on the microphone with you, but for a dead battery this morning. But I'm guessing I'm not alone. What do you think? Cougars do dead batteries out there today?
Oh, you know, it was, I intentionally went out and put my car in the garage just because I didn't want to go through the dead battery business. Yeah, I bet there's a lot of them.
Mine was in the garage, so go figure that out.
Oh. Well, anyway, you talk about a degree, a temperature swing. You had about, we'll call it a wind chill, probably 100 degree swing in temperature, Scott.
Well, it's funny because there were reports, obviously, of 60 below wind chill back home. And it was 60 degrees, 68 actually, on Saturday for the football game. And I forget, you know, somebody that worked at one of the stadiums or the hotels, I think it was a hotel actually, which, by the way, was just fabulous. The Marriott at Legacy Town Center in Plano, they were just phenomenal. They were really great. And I hope folks that were down there that stayed there, we'll give them some good feedback on TripAdvisor because they were so gracious. But I used that exact line, Mark, on one of the guys down there. I said, they were all complaining about the cold. I said, well, if we don't call this cold at home, we call it winter. And I said, actually, it's 120 degrees. You know, 120 degrees so better here than there. And anyway, the guy said, you know, I've heard that line about 10 times. I think you guys need a new line. You thought we ought to maybe give that one up, but that was true. It was really literally 120 degrees. And by the way, the cold really moved in down there too. I talked to somebody that's still down there.
And, you must have felt the jolt. I know you probably weren't in Texas long enough for your blood to thin, but you had to feel a pretty radical jolt getting back here.
Yeah, it's definitely that one of those handful of days where you go, are you kidding me? You know, is it that cold? But I think the goal. I'll tell you a great story. So I flew home on one of those direct flights. It wasn't a charter, but Delta, being a smart airline, added direct flights Fargo to Dallas and Dallas to Fargo. And so I was on one of those flights, and of course they upped the ante. The price was, that's one of the reasons it was $1,200 to go down there. But you know, after all the fun, the one thing I was most looking forward to is coming home, obviously. And I'd been gone since Wednesday, and I knew that I was going to be out at Bismarck most of this week, so I wanted to be with the family. So I had paid a couple extra bucks to be able to fly home Sunday, leaving Dallas at 10 a.m. and get in at 12 noon, direct flight. No Minneapolis, no Denver, like the majority of folks that had to do that hop. So anyway, I'm yesterday morning at the airport. I actually got up early, went to Mass, close to the airport about 7:30, and then got to rent a car back, got placed in line, and saw a bunch of Bison fans, and they call my name. And they call my name at the airport and say, you don't have a seat. I said, no, I have a seat. I paid $1,200 to have this seat. They said, no, unfortunately, there's seven or eight people that are going to get forcibly bumped from the flight. and I said, "Fortunately, bluff," meaning involuntary. So what do you want? We'll give you a hotel. We'll give you a, you know, $600 voucher, $800 voucher. They like negotiate with you. And I said, "You know, I'd love to have a voucher, but I can't do another night in Dallas. I've got to be home. I'm leaving at 5 a.m. I mean, the same stop story everybody gets." And he said, "I'm really sorry." One guy came up, and he'd been bumped. And the guy said, "Well, here's the deal. You know, your number came up earlier. I actually get you home at 4 o'clock, and I'll give you a $600 voucher." And the guy said he was going to get him home at 4 o'clock and was going to give him $600. And the guy said, "No, I want to be home." The guy's like, "You know, hey, it's better than $100 an hour for your delay." I said, "I'll take that. You know, at least I'm home at a decent hour." And he said, "Well, it's the last one. I don't have any others. This guy's the only one." The guy said, "No, I don't want it." The guy said, "Okay, well, I'm going to give it to him. And I still can't guarantee you're going to get on this plane." So the guy took it. So he decided to go. So then it was very obvious I wasn't getting on the plane. And the guy looked at me and said, "Sorry." And I'm like, "You ever seen a grown man cry before?" He said, "Many times." So everybody's on the plane. And they call one last name. And the lady at the gate says, "Well, why aren't you on?" And he said, "Well, I got some friends I'm traveling with here. And I'm just trying to find out, are they going to get on?" And he said, "You know, it doesn't look like they are. Just give my seat to that guy." So a full 757, a full 757, and they hand me the last seat on the plane. And
the last shall be first.
The last shall be first. Well, how about that, Mark, on the 12th day of Christmas?
On Epiphany, when the humble lad born in a manger, in literally a feeding trough, is visited by a whole bunch of magi. Some estimates are many more than three. An entourage, a regal entourage, bowed and handed gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to Mary.
That's why they sing the 12 days of Christmas. So the wise men showed up about 12 days after after Christmas Day, after Jesus' birth, right?
Yeah, and you know the history of all this. Mary and Joseph didn't have a diary, so there's all kinds of controversy about the exact date and time. But there is no doubt that the wise men came. The star is documented. The slaughter of the innocents in Bethlehem was both prophesied and historically authenticated. This really happened.
And once again, it's the East trying to explore the West, right?
Yeah,
the wise men came from the East, supposedly. They still think that all the wise men are in the East. I'm not so sure, Mark.
No, the only wise men I've known lately from Harvard is Alan Keyes, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they all Harvard and Princeton and Yale all started out basically as seminaries, extremely rigid prayer schedules, scripture study. You know, it's the sad detour really was chronicled by the takeover by the intellectually superior who worship their own mind instead of God. And that was really the process to our sorry state we find ourselves in now.
Speaking of which, I thought, you know, whenever it gets like anywhere near zero, anywhere on the East Coast, weather becomes the news. And, you know, look, it's 18 below where I'm at right now, okay? And the most of the way out, it was 20. I actually called into Bill Bennett on the way out because some guy from Minnesota called and said, "It's 20 below here." And I called in and said, and Bill Bennett was giving him a bad time. He actually said, "Where are you going at this hour when it's 20 below?" He said, "Work." You mean, work's still on? They're not closing work. He was kidding. You know, he's like, "I thought everything was shut down because of the cold." So I called the one up, the Minnesota guy, and say, I'll give him 20 and add 4 degrees because where I'm at it's 24 below." And it prompted a good discussion with Bill Bennett. I mean, and I'm not sure which is more to blame, us, in that we need more stuff. So when a cold day comes and schools have to close, it's like, what do we do with our kids? Right? This is a head scratcher to me. Or if it's that we have to have two income earners in every family to keep up with how much the government takes. I'm not sure who's more to blame. We need more stuff. I asked Bill that question. He said it's a little of both, probably. You know, and but it's kind of sad. But I I bristle a little at this idea that somehow we got to flip out because it's cold. I think it's an example of how the media controls us to a certain degree. But whatever their narrative
also,
is,
you know,
get sucked into it. You know?
Also, Governor Dayton is the most liberal governor in Minnesota's history, bar none. And the and the fact that he's going to protect our children, that the parents, this is a great opportunity to teach children in a real-time environment how to deal with extreme cold. The bus drivers, you make sure that your kids are handled. You know exactly if they're going to get on a bus or you're taking them to a door. And any employer is going to give you some flexibility. But this is a time when children have to understand the extreme danger of wind chills that are like this. And, you know, that's what scarves were invented for. But this is real. The coddling of our children, the weakening of our children is not a good thing.
It is. We're going to talk about that today on the program. Mark, would you tackle the headlines when we come back? And I will,
sure will.
Be with you here hooked up shortly, okay?
Yep. More What's on Your Mind in just a few minutes, folks. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefold, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible. USSND.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, everybody. Are you wearing your green and gold? Are you smiling? I hope you got some gold teeth and some broccoli between it. This is Mark, the Freedom Poet. I'm just a little exuberant about the Bison, and I never went. I went to Concordia, and then I went to Texas Lutheran. But I have to say, having been sitting here in the common sense chair off and on for a couple of years and full time for about 7 months, I've been infected by the character, by the incredible, team. 24 seniors won 24 games in a row, the last 24 games in a row, and become one of a handful of teams that have three-peated, one of a handful of teams, just a couple of teams that have won undefeated. You know, tonight we've got Florida State going against Auburn, trying to become undefeated national champs in NCAA. And this is a major event, just a major event that happened, profound event. And it can impact a culture. It creates an iconic example. People look up to athletes. They look up to winners. And then they start asking the question, why did they win? Why did they win? They ask the coach of the Towson, coach, what was unique about the Bison? And he said, they are one. Think about that, folks. They're not worried about who gets playing time. They're not worried about the details. They are one. This has got a lot of applications. We're going to spend some time on that thought, the importance of functional unity when it really matters. Functional unity, unity that takes back schools and takes back our country for our republic. We need functional unity, folks. There's enough people in America that believe in God and believe in limited government that we can do this if we have a sense, a desire for functional unity like the Bison. Well, anyway, some of the other headlines, of course, the Burr Bowl, the heartbreak of Green Bay. Rodgers came back and looked really floundered at first, and then he got his legs underneath him, and they lost in the last drive. Kaepernick is a great athlete, rushed for about 100 yards. You know, so that's front page news in the USA Today. And then, of course, they're talking about the election year finds Congress at war. Yeah, we've got literally the Titan clash between socialism and free markets, between balanced budgets and crushing deficits. I would say so. Another huge front page story that just grieves my heart. Iraq locals fight Al-Qaeda, trying to dislodge militants in two cities. Remember the towns Fallujah and Ramadi? Do you know about the bloodshed? Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. The bloodshed of American lives. And we pulled out. All of our troops left. Very, very ill-advised. You can't do that. The vacuum, this just shows when you have a president totally ignorant and hostile to military, just doesn't understand. Well, here's some of the, of course, the frigid temperatures right up there. Probably for most people, it's the imminent real story. And we got frigid winter temps. School cancellations, the entire state of Minnesota. And, of course, they're across North Dakota. And wind chills, 55, 60 below wind chills. And then we've got the controversy about Burlington Northern Santa Fe executive meetings about this derailment. Bob Harms calling for slowing down the oil boom. There's a lot of friction and anxiety and frustration, but a lot of people believe Warren Buffett, who owns railroads and who is committed to one world perspective, is preventing pipelines from becoming a reality. He's a big player. He and Soros are big players, couple of the puppet masters for President Obama nation. And then the former Jamestown businessman questions incentives by big box retailer. You know, here you got Lifetime Businesses. This continues to be a major story in North Dakota, but it's a bigger question about the idea that we need to hurry up and get a big box in here. It's going to affect all of us at the expense of mom and pop stores. You know, I really love mom and pop stores that find a niche and provide a great goods and services. And of course, all the money stays local. The North Dakota law enforcement is seeing a rise in heroin distribution. And, you know, that's to be expected when you have people from every part of the nation. But anyway, and a growing, vibrant, especially western North Dakota, the oil world is an intense world. And but now North Dakota is getting ready to launch its 125th birthday celebration. That ought to be pretty cool. It's A lot of topics to talk about today, folks. Do you think we're coddling our kids? Do you think the governor of Minnesota should shut down all of the schools? Do you think that this was prudent, wise, or over the top? That's going to be a question on what's on your mind. Then Hillary Clinton's machine sends out an email. It appears she is running. Well, we knew that. We knew that the New York Times puff piece, the lie piece that's saying Al-Qaeda wasn't involved in Benghazi. I just read an impeachment book over the weekend, 150 organized Al-Qaeda troops attacked a facility which was illegal. We hadn't even told the people of Libya that thing was there. We have a lot of questions that need to be asked about the whole Benghazi thing, but we know this, 4 are dead. This is a much bigger disgrace. This is a much more impeachable offense than anything that Nixon ever did. So then we are seeing states with fewer restrictions on guns see lower murder rates. Isn't that a surprise? Of course not. Bullies, bully governments, and bully gang bangers are afraid. They're cowards. If they're met with even equal force, they're cowards. So, NASA won't say if it spies on Congress. Well, of course, that means it is. Imagine this, folks, that we've come to the point where our elected officials, the absolutely our iconic representatives to our Congress, that they are being spied on. This must stop. This must be gutted. We must have people that are not criminals need to have privacy. We can't have governments capturing all of our data. It's just crazy. And so we have just a whole ton of issues like that. And what's on your mind? For the next half hour, call 855-200-1776. And we'd love to talk to you about anything. And, I said NASA. I'm sorry. NASA with their spy with their orbiting ships could spy on us. But NSA. NSA is the spy monster that won't, at least they're honest enough to not just bald-faced lie to us. So that's pretty interesting. And, what a weekend. A bunch of amazing sports. Other sports stories were stunning. The second greatest comeback in the history of pro football. We'll talk about that a little bit. And hopefully we'll have Scott back up, hooked up, fresh from Frisco. He had a 120-degree swing in real temperature. Back soon.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Wintertime is a great time to visit one of Minnesota's premier resorts, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Great deal, $75 for any room, any night, Monday through Thursday. Add a couple hours snowmobile rental, it's only $99 a night. You can't beat a deal like that. And don't forget the spa. Here's Teresa, the manager of the Copper Door Aveda Spa. It's fabulous, isn't it, Teresa?
Yes, we're at Aveda Concept Spa. It's just at this time of year too, with that spa, what a place to be. We have beautiful massages, manicure, pedicures, facials, and body wraps. And we have a beautiful little relaxation room. You can come in early, stay late, have a cup of tea, and enjoy that spa.
And folks, if you go online, you can book any of the services they have at Chase on the Lake. So talk about gift cards.
Gift card is perfect for the spa. What's a better gift than a massage?
Chase on the Lake gift card. Complete with the spa and the stay, the works, chaseonthelake.com to reserve that or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last. to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
That's the headlines in the USA Today, the Rice Bowl. Talking about the heartbreak, last few minutes, you know, the last 5 minute loss for the Packers. Anyhow, I have a wind chill warning here, folks. Are you surprised? This is issued by the National Weather Services. I, by the way, am Mark the Freedom Poet. This is the What's on Your Mind preview. Scott is getting hooked up as we speak in Bismarck. We'll join us shortly. It says the wind chill warning remains in effect until 6 a.m. Tuesday. That's 21 and a half more hours, folks. That means the values can reach 40 to 60 below zero. The other impacts, exposed flesh can freeze very quickly in these conditions. That's for sure. Precautions. A wind chill warning means the combination of very cold air and winds create dangerously low wind chill values. This will result in frostbite and lead to hypothermia or death if precautions are not taken. You know, a lot of people that don't like to wear hats in the winter, they've got pieces of their ears missing, or they've got big black lumps on the top of their ears, folks. This is not a good thing. Respect this extreme cold. Scott said something that was really comforting in the first segment. He said, we only have to deal with this a handful of days a year. You know what, folks? And tomorrow, it'll seem like spring, and the sun is coming up a little earlier. Welcome back, Scott. Are you there? Oh, I got misled anyway. The brutally cold air mass continues over the northern plains through tonight and early next week. We're going to get a little bit more specific here. The forecast for Fargo tonight, partly cloudy, temperature back to 23 below zero. It's going to rise to minus 12 during the remainder of the night. Wind chill values could be down to 45 below. Partly sunny, high near minus 3 on Tuesday, folks, with the wind around 6 miles an hour. There'll be people in shorts. And then Tuesday night, back to minus 20. The wind chill value is 28, light north wind. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near minus 2. And are you there, Mr. Scott?
How are you?
Oh. Hello.
Can you hear me? I'm here. I can hear
you. No, I can. I couldn't.
Yes.
Okay, now I can hear you. Turn your... Well,
how are you?
You had... I'm good. And I got to say, when I found out you were driving to Bismarck this morning, I had to say a couple extra prayers for you. You know, and I think that's a wise... part of our education is sometimes we realize we are literally at the mercy of God's weather.
You know, no question. And I do think that's a good opportunity to, we're at God's mercy in everything, right? So it's just a matter of,
being aware. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I told you that story earlier about getting the last seat on the plane. When I got up, you know, some Brian Mattson, a friend of ours, and his son Luke were, the last ones to get on the plane with actual boarding passes, and they were like feeling all bad that I wasn't getting on. I said, you know, see you later. So by the time I did get on after that fella gave me a seat, they were just at the plane walking in, right? The jetway had been full of people trying to get onto this big 757. So he looked at me and said, what happened? And I explained the story quick, and I said, you know, I wasn't brain, but I should have been. You know, because it was like divine intervention of, wow, there you go, here's your seat. So pretty cool. So a good reminder, whether you are traveling or whether you need that last seat on the plane, there's great wisdom in the power of prayer, no question about it. I had another dead battery, which is why I was a couple minutes late rejoining you here, Mark. But this one on the cell phone. Now, I'm getting tired, not cell phone, but laptop. So they didn't know I was hooked up ready to talk to you because I couldn't communicate by laptop. Another dead battery, a product of coming home with, I think, three-quarters battery left full on my laptop. But then a certain young member of the Hennon family decided to use a laptop last night. And kids are they're great about Haley, our youngest, who's 10, is fond of any device, whether it be an iPad or laptop or whatever. She loves it because she's, you know, constant, and she's doing constructive things on it and fun, not like, you know, mindless little games or something, but, you know, she's very passionate about making things. So she'll go online and find out how to make the best sugar cookies, right? And then she'll watch some little video on it, then she'll do it, or some kind of cosmetic product or something. So it isn't like it's some, you know, awful websites that she's on, but we're monitoring it, obviously. But anything beauty related and, you know, all those kind of stuff, so she can kind of fuel her little 10-year-old entrepreneurial spirit. But that's the good. Here's the bad. You know, she'll use it until the battery's absolutely drained and then drop it right where it ran out of battery. And so then you pick it up and it has no battery. And then when she wants to use it, the battery's dead. I said, well, I wonder why. You didn't plug it back in. You know, there's something called a charger, and you plug it into the wall, and then, so we're supposed to do, like, the charging, and they're supposed, so now I just said, well, then, you can't use it, because you didn't remember to plug it in, and, you know, you could actually plug it in when you're using it, then it wouldn't drain the battery, then when you really needed it to be, but, you know, it's just a very different world today that we live in, that you think of all the conveniences kids today have that they don't even realize. It's unbelievable. It's like this school thing. I mean, I do not remember school ever being closed for cold. Blizzards, yes. I mean, you can't see, right? The roads are bad. The plows, I get all that. I'm not trying to be flippant about the need to close schools, but because it's cold, to close schools says something, in my view, about our character.
Absolutely. You know, I had I read a story from a liberal atypical feminist, and she said we are making our boys weak. We need to ask them to be tough so that they can protect us, so that they can stand up for our freedom. You know, even if it's the freedom for this woman to exercise her liberal lifestyle, but. You know, the way that young boys are not being taught to be tough, and we're not prepared. We need to be preparing good citizens and young men that are tough enough to do pull-ups and push-ups and want to defend freedom and even know what freedom is.
Well, we're going to do a friends and family version of What's on Your Mind today and try to get to the bottom of this and call some friends and family and just find out, hey, when you went to school, you know, do you ever remember, and I've done a little preliminary survey, Mark. I called my friend Tom Campbell. Happened to be talking to him just as a follow-up. He was gracious to invite me down to Frisco, and I had a blast. I wanted to call him this morning and say, really enjoyed it. Thank you very much. So we had a nice little chat. And I said, you know, when you were growing up, you grew up around the Grafton area on the farm. Did you ever remember school closing because it was cold? He said, no, I don't. He said, we walked from our farmhouse to the road where the bus would come. And he didn't tell me how long it was, but, you know, he said it was a long walk and it was cold a lot of days. He said, I do remember my mom, when it was really cold, she'd drive us down the driveway. Okay. That makes sense. That's how you answer it. I called Gene Nicholas. I said, now, when your boys were growing up at the farm by Candu, he said, no, we were in town by then, so they were already in town. We worked on the farm, but we lived in town. But he said, I did. And I think he said his dad would take him to school. He lived on the farm. He grew up by Bisbee, Gene Nicholas. And by the way, both these guys coincidentally are legislators. In the case of Tom, a current senator, from Grafton, the case of Gene Nicholas, former longtime representative from up in Canada, who was chairman of the Ag Committee a lot of years. But I just started going kind of down the list. I called my mother-in-law and said, okay, when you were growing up in Columbus, she's youngest of 13, 14 kids. I forget how many kids they had in a friend. I don't remember. Big number. My mom was youngest of 14, I think, Ray's mom had a few less kids. I got to go through that list and count them in my head. But she said, well, by the time I got to school, I only went to a rural school, country school, for, I think she said, 1 or 2 years, first or second grade. And then they moved into town, and then they were close to school. But she talked about her brothers going on a wooden school bus pulled by horses with a stove in it. Right? And I would imagine they got picked up somewhere on the road, too, and probably, you know, again, the parents would. Here's where I'm really struggling. I don't understand why we don't entrust parents enough to say they'll get them to the door of the school or they'll get them to the door of the bus, right? It's a cold day. I'm not diminishing the danger, but, you know, you care for your kids. And I know people talk about daycare and all the info. Oh, what are we going to do with the kids today? School's closed up. Man, really? Are careers more important than kids? You know, are we getting to that point? Are we just... And then if it is, whose fault is it? Is it because we just need to do more and more and more to keep up, to pay for everything? Or is it but we want more and more? You know, I mean, all of these are questions that I'm rolling through my head, which are probably too profound when it's just a cold day where we ought to talk about how cold it is and the fact that the Bison won and the Packers lost. I don't know.
No, I think this is telling about the two trends in our culture that aren't good. The one is materialism, the quest for the almighty buck is more important than kids, and also the weakening of our character, the weakening of our the diminishing of toughness. Those are two pretty glaring trends that aren't good.
You know, I don't think it bodes well for the future, right? Because if you just, I jokingly last week when I heard that it was Friday, right, when Minnesota schools were called off, I called it the wussification of Minnesota. And
right.
You know, some people have been critical. I had to say, boy, that's, you know, awfully flippant about dangerous cold. Well, first of all, I think it shouldn't be Mark Dayton's decision. I don't think it should be any governor's decision, Republican, Democrat, or, you know, to me, it ought to ultimately be a parent's decision with input from the schools, district by district, you know? You know, maybe some districts are going to say, well, the rural kids stay home. It's just too dangerous to be out.
Yeah.
And you like time on buses and school kids come on to school. What, let them all decide and call off school.
There's a lot of these schools that 50% of the kids are literally within walking distance of 20 below zero if they get bundled up.
Of course.
These kids have got outfits. They can. And then what do the kids do after school in this kind of weather? They're building snow forts for the next 2 hours after school outside.
Building memories.
That's right. You know, and I remember how delighted I was in a blizzard when we got days off from school and we were outside tunneling into these monster drifts, you know, just great out of the wind. And the minute you get out of the wind, it changes everything. 25 below zero with no wind is like zero with a 30-mile-an-hour wind or something.
I'm going to have to call my Auntie Marie because she grew up in Minnesota on a farm by St. Leo, my mom's sister. And I'm curious how they did, you know, how they do it in Minnesota then versus now. We better get a benchmark on the Minnesota then versus now. I think we need to. We probably should talk a little sports as we usually do at this time. I mean, the story of the year really in sports in North Dakota is the Bison football team.
No doubt about it.
It has to be. I mean, just unbelievable. And I have to tell you, just being a part of being down there as even a Sioux fan is just extraordinary to watch. That the Packers lost. And
the Colts had the biggest comeback. They were down 38-10, 12 minutes into the third period, come back and win, you know. That was unbelievable. Crushed KC.
Colts were the Super Bowl champ in my pick. Update on the weather
they got
and more coming up. Don't go away, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes.
twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. I have a poor man's seat heat. You know what that is, Mark?
Cheese.
Seat heat would be cheese?
A great big gob of cheese, yeah.
That would heat your seat?
A lot of those cheese heads have cheese on both ends, you know.
I didn't know that. Well, I thought poor man's seat heat was when you have an accessory you add to your vehicle. In other words, not built in. We have this joke in this on our family because my wife, Maria, she has seat heat, right? And she loves it. That's her only, I mean, she could drive a 63
Jalopy.
So the
chair is heated.
She has a 60, she wouldn't care if she drove a 63 Jalopy as long as it had seat heat, right? I mean, the one feature in the car that she absolutely has to have is the seat heat. And, I drive a Ford Taurus. It's not an old one. It's 2012. But it does not have seat heat on it. So guess what the kids got me for Christmas?
A poor man's seat heater. Was it a whoopee cushion?
Yeah, so basically it's like a big whoopee cushion that has, like, heat coils in it that you plug into your cigarette lighter. It's like you would, if you put, like a chair covering or seat cover in a little bit of cushion in it, and then it's seat heat. But
So, but for some reason, it must take an enormous amount of battery because the batteries very often get dead. They go, you know. So
well, I think you got to unplug it, don't you? Every time.
Well, yes, but I'm gonna ask for the audience to help me out on this one. I'm not above asking for expertise. So if I am to plug in,
anybody should be experts of warm seats. It should be the people in our listening audience.
If do you have the forecast in front of you, by the way?
I do.
Okay. We're gonna need that in a second here. I'm just curious. I think most of this ends tomorrow, but we should quickly go through the temps in the valley and out west for today, sure, tonight, and tomorrow. But I'll just finish with, here's the expertise I need. If I plug in my cell phone, okay, and I shut the car off, the cigarette lighter doesn't work. In other words, it doesn't continue to charge when the ignition is off, okay? But if I leave the CD, in, plugged in, the same place that I plug in the cell phone, the battery's dead. But it's also been dead a couple times without it. I think it just takes too much battery, and when you pull in, you know, you don't have the generator going, obviously, so that's my theory, but I need a little help on that. And if you can answer, if you can solve this riddle, what should we give them, Mark? Some chocolate-covered chippers? I gave some of those away earlier. I'll see if I can beg some chippers out of Tom Campbell at Campbell Farms, because he sent me some for Christmas. They were fabulous. And we will give you a box of chocolate-covered potato chips. These are North Dakota-grown spuds from Campbell Farms, okay? And if you can solve this riddle for me, of why my cell phone battery, or the cell phone doesn't charge, but somehow the CD still does. You just got to tell me what the heck's going on there. If you can do that, 855-200-1776. Be sure to leave your name so we can announce a lucky winner. We have a winner actually on our Facebook page that we're going to announce before the end of the program that guessed the score of the Bison game exactly right.
Oh, my.
That? And nailed it at 35-7. So we have two boxes of chips.
I hope he entered at some other contest.
Yeah, no, like the lotto or something. So how long is it going to be cold? Well, we're going to talk to the National Weather Service here in about a half hour and get all the weather info you need and more. But basically, it's cold everywhere today, and it'll be cold everywhere tonight. And tomorrow we'll be back at least in single digits below zero, right?
In fact, by Wednesday, we're going to be +6 in Tioga. That'll be about the end of it there. And by Thursday, a high near 25 out west. Bemidji, you know, that's icebox time, 26 below tonight. Wind chill value is minus 57 in Bemidji. Sunny, cold, high near minus 9 tonight, low around 26 Tuesday night. Wednesday, sunny, high near minus 2 in Bemidji. Get up to 11 by Thursday. In Fargo, partly sunny tomorrow, high near minus 3, but tonight down to minus 23, wind chills minus 45. So the warning we got from the wind chill warning is through 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, where it's really critical. We have a caller from Stanley that might have some wisdom for us.
Let's have it. What's the
go ahead,
thing?
Dennis, fire away.
Yeah, hey. Your problem is probably a short somewhere elsewhere. You've got an open circuit, or you've got battery issues with your water level isn't right. The seat heater isn't going to take up much wattage to drain your battery, just like the cell phone. And
so, in other words, you think this is a problem unrelated to the seat heat?
Absolutely, because again, your cigarette lighter is not going to be producing heat any energy with the ignition turned off. So it makes sense that your cell phone charger doesn't work, so your seat's not really going to work overnight if you leave it plugged into the cigarette lighter adapter.
Well, that's because it's not hot when the key's off. That's what's been confusing the daylights on me. But this problem was never there prior to the seat heat showing up. Never had a dead battery in that vehicle ever. But you think just coincidence?
Check your water level in your battery. You know, the maintenance-free batteries are, you know, you're not supposed to pop the lid off of it, and check the water level.
That's a better idea.
You know, if your battery is over 3 years old, you're probably starting to have some dissipation of the water or some corrosion on any of the
You're very helpful. You're very, very helpful. And by the way, I'm going to do that and have a full report tomorrow. So make sure you're listening to see how much you helped us. It's cold, folks. That's the bottom line. Cold. Be safe. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here to tell you about my friend Bruce Anker and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. For decades now, Legacy Steel has been the leader in pre-engineered steel buildings. The factory design, the detailed engineering of every building ensures it'll last a lifetime. Legacy Steel specializes in high-quality construction of industrial, commercial, residential, agriculture, and government buildings. And the service you'll receive before, during, and after the process is the true measure of an honest, reliable American company's performance. You're going to love Legacy Steel. They'll build it on time, on budget, and done right. No questions they can't answer, no problems they won't solve, absolutely no project they cannot handle. So give yourself a break and accept the quality and appreciation you deserve from Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620 is the number to get it done right. 800-237-9620 or check them out online at LegacySteelBuilding.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.